You're listening to the Wall Street Update from World Business Report on Monday, the 22nd of September. I'm Susanna Streeter. US stocks headed for their biggest loss in almost 7 weeks today. I asked Chris Lowe of FTN Financial whether this was a blip or the beginnings of underlying nervousness in the world economy.
We've had a pretty good run. I think that's part of it. You know, this is the first day in five or six that we've taken a breather. And stocks had hit a record high, the Dow anyway, on Friday. So I think part of it is profit-taking. But behind that is this message from China, the word from the economics minister that China is not going to adjust policy every time an individual indicator is weak. You know, we had a string of weak data in the last couple of weeks, and the thinking was that they'd pretty quickly tinker with their lending programs or something to get the economy going. But they've let us know they will tolerate slower growth.
And that's way down on the oil price.
Well, that's right. Oil is down a percent, but also China import iron ore is down 2%. Precious metals are down. And then small cap stocks are down as well. These are small companies. Many of them are linked to the commodity sector, and they're down as well. Just about the only green on my screen is Apple. After selling 10 million of the Apple iPhone 6 over the weekend, breaking records, they are up.
Yeah, and people were forecasting that actually it was all going to start slowing down for Apple. It might start being behind the curve. Doesn't seem as though that's happening just yet.
No, and just to put that into perspective, 10 million phones, they sold 9 million the last time they upgraded. But remember, that included the 5C, which was a lot less expensive, and the profit margin on that phone was a lot smaller. These, the 6 and the 6 Plus, are premium, both of them. So 10 million is a very impressive start.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.